Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. I want to reassure the American people the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife.
You prepare for the worst, but you don't believe that it'll happen, and this is the worst.
Who more than self, their country loved.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
America, America, may God thy gold refine till all success.
The United States of America is under attack.
Spacious skies.
Two planes crashed into New York City's World Trade Center.
Amber waves of grain.
Both towers have collapsed. Another plane crashed into the Pentagon. Part of that building has collapsed.
A purple mountain majesties.
All flights in the United States grounded. The White House, the Treasury Building, and the Capitol Building have been evacuated.
I'm talking about America.
New York City under a state of terrorist alert.
America.
All bridges and tunnels closed.
You know, God done shed his grace on thee.
A plane has now crashed into the Pentagon.
It slammed into the side of the Pentagon, and it drove itself from the outer ring all the way to the inner ring.
The World Trade Center in New York City has collapsed.
The entire building has just collapsed.
A small explosion and then rocks and debris and everything started pouring down. Firefighters, everyone yelling, run, run. People running down the street. Lots of injuries up there. Lots of injuries. Lots of firefighters are injured. Many have smoke inhalation problems, but many have serious injuries. There are a lot of bandaged people.
The tower has collapsed. We did not hear an explosion. There was no sign telling us previous any kind of warning that the building was going to collapse. The warning for us were people just running in our direction, and that's when we started to get out of the way.
I was very lucky to get out. There's a lot of people that didn't get out.
Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska calls it a second Pearl Harbor.
There's a lot of black smoke, a lot of twisted debris. The Pentagon itself has caved in from the top.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America.